Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Don Fotopoulos back on the show. Don is the founder of HiddenProfit.com, DF Consulting. She's associate professor at King's College. She's the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, and she's a great member of our brain trust. Don Fotopoulos, welcome back to the show.
Oh, so great to be with you, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So, Don, small business owners, if anything, if a psychologist were going to identify the neuroses of a small business owner, you know, the mental illness of a small business owner, he might say, this person is schizophrenic. On the one hand, they don't know whether they need to be going after profits. On the other hand, they don't know whether they should be going after cash flow. And it makes them schizophrenic, doesn't it?
Well, it can. You know what it is, Jim? Most of us go into business because we have a passion. Okay? We're really good at something.
Or we're out of work.
Well, it could be that too, but I want to be a little more optimistic than that. Let's just assume that if we are out of work, This is the golden moment.
I was passionate about eating and feeding my family. I was very passionate about that.
There you go, right? And we go into business because we think if we're really good at something, that's enough for us to earn profits and cash flow. What a lot of people don't understand is the difference, frankly, between profits and cash flow. Right? And they're different.
Yep.
They're not the same. Profits don't always translate into cash flow.
That's what causes the schizophrenia. That's what causes we wake up one morning and we say, oh, I got to get cash, I got to make payroll. Then you wake up another morning and you say, if I don't make some profit, I can't sustain myself. What do I do? And the decision is being made at the same time about whether to focus on profits or whether to focus on cash, especially in the early days, isn't it?
Well, it is. And you know what, Jim? 50% of small businesses fail in the first 4 years of operation,
yep,
which you've talked about a lot.
Yep.
And I am convinced the reason that happens is not because these aren't smart people, and it isn't because they don't have demand in the marketplace for what
yep
they do.
They've got a good product.
They don't manage their cash properly.
That's right.
And you know what? Cash is to your business as blood is to
mm-hmm
your body.
Mm-hmm.
You run out of cash, it is game over. And what's really interesting to me is there's a lot more focus, frankly, on profitability, and I think profits are very important, but they got to convert into cash. They've got to become
mm-hmm
cash flow for the business. So here's an interesting
For example, if you make profit and it winds up in inventory, as part of your profit winds up as inventory that you haven't sold and may not sold, well, that congratulations, you made a profit, you got that inventory, but you can't. Your employees won't take that.
Well, they won't take that lumber for pay.
They won't take that lumber.
Yeah, that's right.
Bulbs, sir.
That's right. So you know what inventory is, Jim? You know what it is, right? It's cash sitting on a
yeah
shelf.
That's right.
That's what it is. Big wads of cash sitting on a shelf. But here's an interesting statistic. I've spoken to personally 5,000 business owners, right? A panel moderated for the New York Times.
And that's just in the last week.
Keynotes. Yeah, so 1% of small business owners invoice their clients on a timely basis. Did you know that?
1%.
1%.
I was in that. I've always been in that 1%.
Well, good for you.
Nobody's ever
but
accused
you're
me
rare
of not billing on time.
You're rare. So it's like crazy. This is like financial suicide,
yeah,
right? So I'm killing myself, and I'm working, and I'm burning the midnight oil, and I'm delivering a great product or a great service, and then I don't
invoice. Why do my customers love me so much? Well, because you don't bill them.
Because, and oh, by the way, they have no obligation to pay you until you bill them.
Yeah.
Right?
And the longer you, wait,
the time doesn't start ticking.
The longer you wait, the longer you wait to build them, the farther in their memory all the good things you did for them is.
That's right. That's right. And not only that, but the likelihood you're ever going to get paid goes over a cliff. So the first thing is you got to invoice on a timely basis, and that's not happening. If you just did that and nothing else, and you're running a small business, and you invoice as soon as you finish the project, as soon as the stuff ships off your loading dock, before you go to sleep that night, the invoice goes out. That should be the discipline.
If you find yourself, if you look around you and you say, why am I? Do I have so much crisis management? First thing to ask yourself is what Don just said. Am I billing my people on time? That could solve a lot of your crisis management. Hold on to that thought. Don, I need your website quickly, please. Don, I need your website quickly.
Oh, HiddenProfitProfit.com.
There you go. Quick break, 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.